Hello, and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Pavel Popovic, and with me today is Trong Meller, editor of Europe Styrene. So, Trong, do you mind telling us what was supporting the 105 euro per ton increase on the January styrene barge contract?
Basically, there's a few factors. Obviously, the main one initially was the higher raw materials cost. We saw 175 euro per ton increase on benzene, and ethylene was also up 45 euros. So that gives you something around about 150 euros per ton, just in terms of feedstock increases. Now, December was already quite high for the styrene settlement, so the feeds only went up about, 105, as we saw. But the reason for that, you know, beyond the raw material costs, is that styrene in Europe is still quite tight since December. There was a turnaround in early December, and spot prices have pretty much held over the course of December, which is quite strange because the market, you know, as most markets do, generally come down over that sort of holiday period. But they held, and they're actually even firmer now today. I'm hearing the market's above 1200, and partly that's because of the turnaround, and also because there was less US material coming into Europe. The prices in the US were quite high, so that was limiting in the exports. And also I'm hearing that quite a lot of demand for styrene from South America, so that's also pulling on US exports. So the market is quite strong at the moment, and I think going into February there's a few global production issues that will keep the market quite firm.
All right, and what is the outlook for the rest of the first quarter on styrene?
Well, I think, yeah, generally speaking, styrene tends to pick up in February. You've got the construction demand that starts to kick in ahead of the summer, so there's that seasonal factor. Now, this year, there's also some turnarounds in the US that are starting in February, so there'll generally be less export material available. And then once you get into March and, you know, creeping into April, there's some turnarounds in Asia as well. So we have seen some pre-buying in Asia, and that's also helping support styrene prices in the region at the moment. Now, the problem is once you get into March and April, I think, you know, Asian prices will be very strong, and yeah, we'll see Europe generally tend to follow that to help attract US exports. The problem is, if European prices are too high, you know, we might start to see, you know, more finished styrenics products, say polystyrene, for instance, start moving into Europe if the margins are right there. But then a lot of that will depend on how European demand looks and whether, you know, downstream players are able to absorb, you know, these potentially higher prices.
Brilliant. Well, that's pretty interesting. Thanks a lot for explaining that, Trong. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS, here in London, I'm Pavel Popovic.